Like in this session, I will talk about using how to use micro profile to create your microservices, and hopefully it's very easy. And I am Emily Jiang from IBM. I'm a Java champion. I'm a Liberty microservice architect. I work on micro profile and Open Liberty. So I'll give you a quick a background about micro profile. So MicroProfile has been under Eclipse Foundation, has been around for about 4 years. And this year, MicroProfile established its own working group. So it's we spend a lot of time to write up the working group. So which means MicroProfile evolved itself to be a spec project. So the APIs from MicroProfile is become a standard for developing cloud native microservices. So MicroProfile community is very diverse in terms of contributors and also implementations. So the contributors is from many companies, including IBM, Red Hat, Piara, Tommy Tribe, and etc. And also there's about a dozen implementations for MicroProfile. In IBM, we have Open Liberty, WebSphere Liberty, Red Hat has Quarkus, WorldFly, Piara Fish has Piara, and etc. Tomyi, Helidon, Fujitsu has Apache Launcher, Kumlozi, Hammock, Prana, and Geronimo. So in the MicroProfile has very rapid release cadence. So every year we have about three releases, with the exception this year because we are trying to set up a working group. So latest release is MicroProfile 3.3 back in the February 2020. And then in the next couple, weeks, or in November time, we are trying to release MicroProfile 4.0. So which is kind of trying to align with Jakarta EE 8. So this is a quick building block of MicroProfile. So it's, it has four specifications borrowed from Jakarta EE, CDI, JaxRS, JSONB, and JSONP. And also it created its own 8 specifications. So these 12 specifications formed into a platform release. And then on the right-hand side is a standalone release. So these releases, standalone releases, basically released in the last couple of years. We want a few more feedback before we merge them into the platform release. So the box in gray has not been released. Hopefully this year we can release the long-running actions. So which is help you to do the transactional microservices. So in this talk, I will talk about this platform release. So basically, when you create a microservice, it's very popular to create a RESTful microservice. And then you use JaxRS, CDI, JSONB, and JSONP. And then you can use a MicroProfile REST client to connect these microservices together. And then you need to think about quality of services. You use MicroProfile config to be able to help you to store the config information in the underlying environment, and then you use the API, MicroProfile config API, to directly inject into your microservices. And then you use the MicroProfile fault tolerance to create resilient microservices. And you use the JWT propagation to secure microservices. And you use the MicroProfile OpenAPI to document it. And this is the quality services you need. And next thing, you need to deploy your microservice to the cloud. Obviously, you need to talk to your cloud infrastructure, you use MicroProfile Health to signal when the whether this microservice is ready to receive requests or is still alive. And then also you can add some metrics, and also you can chain up this service invocation using MicroProfile open tracing, so that if something goes wrong, you can figure out which microservice is not behaving. So this is like a very quick tour about this is a macro profile. So how can I get started? So we have a macro profile starter, like a Spring starter, the start.macroprofile.io. And also, as I mentioned, we have the macro profile extension pack that is help you to create like a macro profile, microservices using macro profile. And also, if you are an IntelliJ user, you can use macro profile starter plugin as well. So I will give you a quick demo. How to use the VS Code macro profile extension to create your macro services using macro profile and explain the macro profile specifications for you. So, so this is my VS Code. So you can see the macro profile extension. I just accept this one. Maybe I say gdconf, and then I can choose the version 3.3. And then this is the runtime implemented. It's the macro profile 3.3. Choose Open Liberty. I know it's the Vinkat and Trisha talk about the latest Java, but majority of us is still on Java 8. I use 8, and then I choose all of them, and then create here. And then I can. So with that, it's directly give me two microservices: is service A and then service B. So service B is a backend service. It has two endpoint. One is like a service controller. The other one is a secured aspect. So this is the service controller has a operation like do something, taking a parameter and a get operation. So how can I make a service A directly call into this operation? So basically, I use macro profile REST client. So I create an interface here. So directly use the service B's API. And then it's kind of, I annotate with register REST client. And then I can directly inject that a service into a variable, and then I can call the variable. And then you might ask, how do I know where, how does A know where B lives? How can I tell A the B's location, the service B's location? So for that, we use the macro profile config directly to say here is a fully qualified class name for this service, comma example, and gdconf, etc. And then this is the service B's endpoint. So with that, we just plug A, B into A. So let me just start a service B and a service A. If I go to service A, because it's on the Liberty, I can start with Liberty dev mode. So similarly, let me also start a service B. So Maven Liberty dev. So with the Liberty dev mode, it means like you can start this server. And then you can do your code change, and then it will the plugin automatically figure out if you do a save and find a different something has changed, it automatically update your application. So it's kind of service A is up running already, so it's on the endpoint 9080. So let's go to service A. So not a save time. So here is up already. Let me see. So it's directly called into service B. So how do I know it's really called into service B? Let me go to service B here. This is service B. I can change here. I can say So here is service B. Save this one. And then I can go back here. See, you can see it's automatically, picked up the change. So next thing I want to demonstrate is the how can I configure my microservice. So here, like in service A, I want to configure service A. Basically, I own service A and service B is owned by somebody else. So I can say here, I say we are alive. We are alive. We are alive. At a gdconf, however, I want to make sure it can be configurable. So I use a variable, and then I want to inject this variable. I can say at inject at the config property, and actually I want to define this this property. I can say conference, and then I say conf, and then I save it. And then you can see here, it's give me error message. It couldn't find this kind of the conference defined anywhere. So let me define somewhere. Let me define in the macro profile dash configure properties and say conference equals gdconf. Save this one. As you can see here is automatically updated. Let's go back to the browser. I can see we are live at gdconf. So the beauty is like that conference, that variable, that property you can define in the as the environment variable, system property. If you use the deploy to Kubernetes, you can use the config map to define the conference as well. So next thing is demonstrate to you like how can I create a resilient microservice. Let me put in some bug in this service B here. So here I say sometimes the service B is not working. So plug in here. So like every three times is kind of delay, and every five times is three exception. So let's go back to the service A, call into service B, and here is look, you can see it's really slow, and then later on you see it is not working. So considering I only own the service A, I don't have the permission to fix the service B. So how can I make sure my services still works? So no matter what. So in doing this, I can use a macro profile for tolerance. I can say, okay, I want to plug in retry if something not working. And also we also saw some really slow the response. I can say actually I only want to wait up to 100 milliseconds. If something not working, I don't want to wait. So in doing this, the best practice is always you use the asynchronous programming. So here you can return completion stage. You need to return a completion stage. And here, obviously, you need to create a completion stage. You need a completable future dot completed future. So now let's go back to the browser again. Let's see whether you can still see the slowness or not. Let me see the browser. So you can see it's always working. You can see sometimes it does retry. So the thing is when you get a timeout, you get exception and then retry kick in and then give you a good response. The other thing is when you deploy to the cloud, is always best practice you can plug in the fallback. So you can have the fallback operation. You say, okay, it's a fallback. So I can see here is I have a language service port. So because I haven't defined this method, tell me actually I need to define this method. So let me define that. So here I will say fallback. So it's happy. And then it's obviously you need to do something different. I will say this is my fallback. Save that. So for this one, it's good to demonstrate in the like cloud environment. So when the service B is not ready, and then this one will kick in. So this is a quick demonstration about resilient microservices. And the other things that, as you can see, I quickly show you the POM. So to how easy it is, it generates only one dependency depending on the micro profile API, the version 3.3. And the other is all the Liberty plugin. So that's it. You don't have any other dependency need to be defined. It's very, very small, make your the application very easy to manage. So for this one, actually, is with the micro profile, automatically it has some metrics aspect. So you can see the localhost 9080 and / metrics. You can get auto box. You can get a lot of metrics, for the class loading and etc. If you want to add some additional metrics, and then you can say using micro profile a metrics API to directly add more metrics. You can see here is I can say simply timed, for example here, and say okay my fancy timer. Save it, and now if I go here, you can see it will get I need to invoke this operation first, and then the timer, fresh this one. You can see it's a lot metrics has been created for you, like a fancy timer. Also, the fault tolerance give you more metrics, how many times the retry being called, and et cetera, et cetera. The other thing is AutoBox. You also got the OpenAPI support. So you can see localhost 9080 / OpenAPI. And then you got all the Swagger display here. And then since we deployed to Open Liberty, it also give you the UI. So you can see all this UI automatically generate all the JAX-RS endpoint and et cetera things for you. If you want to add some additional description and etc. So you can use the micro profile OpenAPI annotations. Let me quickly add this annotation, OpenAPI annotation to describe the written code, response code, and etc. Let me copy this one. Save this one. So it's updated. So now I can refresh. So you can see you get let's see. Let's save that. So you can see the you directly get all the response code and all the information about that. So the other thing is also the micro profile health exposed to endpoint. One is / health / live. The other one is / health / ready. Basically use this annotation and to put here the algorithm and what kind of circumstances your microservice is still alive. For example, you run out of RAM and probably you have better to say down. And here is ready. So it's this readiness check. So you can plug it, like work with the Kubernetes readiness probe. So here, like the good algorithm is like if you use a database, you check to see whether you can connect with it. And then you can signal whether you are up or down. The other thing is the trace aspect. So basically, it's the kind of I have been doing the like a few invocations and etc. So also all these invocations is actually automatically being traced. So if I see the trace span. So you can see it's kind of the now it's kind of all this span is correlated, you know, it's like it's spent on the service B by how long and spent on service A how long and etc. So this is all properly correlated. So this is all done micro profile like open tracing. So the final thing I want to say is how to secure your microservice. So that use microprofile GWT. So microprofile GWT is basically is based on the GWT, it adopts the GWT. And the only thing it adds is UPN and group. So you use in the backend, you use the Jakarta EE security. You use the rules allowed to secure this backend. So here it's set protected. So in the client, you directly like the secure, like you directly invoke the backend, and then also you in the header you pass in the GWT token, and then it's in the GWT token here it's generated token. So you set the UPN, you set the group. So here you set group protected. So in this secure aspect, so if I go to the backend, so directly call into this service B's backend. So if I change the service B, so here if I change the client to say here is admin. So instead of group, I say it's admin. And then if I go back here, so it's not allowed to access the backend. So with that, my time is up. I also finished all the demos. And this is all the takeaway. So you can take a look at the microprofile.io. And if you want to learn more, go to openliberty.io/guide. So it will have many guides to help you to learn microprofile and etc. So with that, I think I'm done. Let me go back.
Thank you, Emily. I'm back. Thank you so much for your talk. Thank you so much for sharing about microprofile. I'm a Java EE developer in a sense. I worked with Java EE many years ago, and I think one of the interesting things about microprofile is how it leverages the Java EE APIs, and then it builds on top of it with some new ideas and new other specifications. I won't call it specification, just call new APIs, right? That are built on top of microprofile that combine with the Java EE or Jakarta EE APIs. There is a question though, somebody sent on Twitter, how would you, it's a tricky question, but I gotta ask, somebody asked and I gotta give that. How would you compare microprofile in Spring Boot for the average Java developer who's building microservices and REST APIs and so on?
Yeah, that's a very popular question. A lot of people ask me that. Actually, it's interesting enough. This week, I did a talk to compare microprofile with Spring at JCon. So it's that was yesterday. So it's I have a, I think it's a, if you look at a YouTube, it's search my name, and there's the MicroProfile and Spring comparison. So in summary, they are very comparable. And one big difference is MicroProfile is a kind of open standard. Spring, yeah, is a directly contributed by Pivotal. But I think it's the, we learn from each other. I think it's we got some ideas from Spring, especially like a config, the config tool is going to be released soon. Like a config profiles and also the config also the config properties, all these kind of like idea we borrowed from Spring. So it's a really good a community. So we learn from each other. They are all pretty awesome.
Awesome, thank you.